Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Vav. Now we are about 20 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, the two dots, Reb Shimon Omer, Hochsheru B'Shechita. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleimer, Eliezer Yeshaya Ben Bracha, Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freida, and Shleimer Ben Chaya Leah. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, Nochum Ben Mordechai Tzvi. So today's daf is another Tumah V'Tahara daf, stating that it's way, way lighter, not light, but way, way lighter than the previous two and a half dafin. The topic of today's daf is one of the more obscure areas of the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, and that is the idea of Machshirin. So what's Machshirin? It's actually the name of a Masechta. One of the Masechtas in Seder Tyros is called Maseches Machshirin. The premise of Machshirin is that although we're familiar, hopefully by this morning, with the basic ideas of Tumah V'Tahara, stating that the Torah says that in order for food to become Tameh, it first needs to be prepped. It has to be Mukhshir L'Kabel Tum. How does food become prepped to now be subject to becoming Tameh? In the event that some liquid falls on top of the food, that is considered the pre-op that it requires. Once that happens, at that point, if it comes in contact with an avela, if it comes in contact with a mace, if it comes in contact with a person that's tummy, a rishon, a sheni, a shlishi, that's when all these halachas fall into place. So the only time food can become tummy is if first the food was wet. In the event that the food did not become wet, then it's not yet in a state where it's able to be mekabel tumah, and all the laws of tumah v'tahara don't apply. Now, there are obviously additional halachas that relate to how exactly the food becomes mukhshir l'kabel tumah even when it is wet. Hence, there's a whole Maseches Machshirin that deals with those laws, but super duper high level, which is, believe it or not, where we can leave it for this morning. In order for food to become even shayach to being tameh, it has to be mukhshir l'kabel tumah, and that would mean it came in contact with a liquid. Now, the source to this is two psukim in the Torah. The pasuk says, and this is in Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Lamed Aled, Sefer Vayikra Parsha Shmini. Mikol ha'oichel asher yeyachel, any food, asher yavoy olav mayim, where mayim fell on it, yitma, it's now able to become tameh. Pretty straightforward. Several psukim later, this is pasuk lamed ches. V'chiyutan mayim al zera. If water is going to fall on top of zera, meaning seeds, something that grows, v'nafal min nevlasa malav, and now a little bit of nevela from the shmeinu shratzim is going to fall on top of the zera, tamei hu lochem, it should be treated as tamei. So tzim eshtemol and tzim tzveitemol, the Torah says that in the event that food comes in contact with tumah, it's only in if first asheyavayal of mayim, then it's yitma. Or v'chiyut and mayim al zera, then tumah hu lochem. If, however, it did not come in contact yet with water, then the halacha is it will not be subject to being able to be tumah. Now, what's the svara behind machshirin? The svara is that something becomes tummy when it's complete. When something is incomplete, it's not in a state yet where it's able to become tummy. Food is deemed complete when it first became wet. If it wasn't wet, it's incomplete. Something incomplete can't become tummy. Very similar to the idea of Maseches Kelim, which deals with different Kelim utensils. When are they considered complete? So that now if they come in contact with tummy, they can become tummy. But it's mitzad the completeness, mitzad the chashivus of the oichel, that there's an idea that if it became wet, like the Torah says in two different places, it's able to become tameh, otherwise it won't be able to become tameh. Now, as it relates to this morning's daf, we're going to be discussing one of the mashkins that are machshir oichel lekabel tumah. In fact, Chazal said there are seven mashkins, seven beverages, that are machshir food so that it could be mekabel tumah. One of those beverages is actually not a beverage at all, not something you're supposed to drink, is blood. Blood is considered one of the mashkins that is machsher for the kabel tuma. Now it's a little bit of a chiddush that blood would be considered a mashka, because first of all, just the physical nature of blood is, it's a little more viscous, right? It's a little thicker than regular mashka, but besides, it's not really something that anybody drinks. But we'll see in today's daf that Chazal derived the fact that we treat dam as a mashka with regards to being machshel kabel tuma from a pasuk in the Torah. This is a pasuk that's very much tucked away. It's in Parshas Balak. Bilam is talking. Hen am kelavi yakum. V'cha'ari yisnaso. Lo yishka vad yoichel teref. V'dam chalolim yishta. So the Torah uses the word yishta in the context of dam. And that's where you see that dam chalolim. Literally a chalol is someone that was killed. A corpse. Be it a person. Be it an animal. But dam chalolim yishta. Oh, you see the idea of shtir regarding dam. That's how you know dam is considered one of the mashkin. Stating that. The theme of the first part of today's daf is going to be that not all blood was created equally. So there are certain bloods that are machshel kabel tuma, there are certain bloods that are not machshel kabel tuma, and this is really the background that we needed for this morning's daf. Now, why are we talking about blood, whether it's machshel kabel tuma or not? Same reason we were talking about the Tumah V'Tayra the last few days. It goes back to the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. If you remember, the Mishnah discussed somebody that shechted chulin v'lo yotza mehem dam, and no blood came out. And the Mishnah gave a Shulchan Aruch of how you treat it. Mishnah said, number one, kosher. You don't need blood. When it comes to kachim, that we saw in the Gemara, you need blood, because there you need to do a zrika. But when it comes to chulin, no blood, that's fine. Additionally, the Mishnah said, v'necholim biyodayim mesuavos. If you want to eat the meat with hands that are a sheni latoma, that's going to be okay. L'fisha lo yuchshiru b'dam, because being that there was no dam, the basa never became mukhshir l'kabel toma, and being that it never became mukhshir l'kabel toma, so there's no issue, there's no way for toma to go from your hands onto the basa. Reb Shimon was he said, "Hukshiru b'shchita." Reb Shimon said, "I disagree. Even if there's no blood, still the basar is hukshiru l'kabel tuma. The shchita itself, this is a lumpus. The shchita is machshiru l'kabel tuma." Rashi said, "What's the svara of hukshiru l'shchita? Migu deshar yeshchita lahach basar midei eva menachai meshavi leinami uchlo l'kabel tuma." It's a migu, not the migu bava kama, bava metzia, bava basra, but this is what we always refer to as the other migo, since, meaning, being that you find that this shechita had the ability to take something from being in a state of Eve Menachai and now making it mutar l'achila, so migo that it's matered b'achila, so too, this shechita has the ability to be machshir l'kabel tumah as well. Meaning, the shechita is such a maisa chashuva inside this basar that it could take it from being Eve Menachai, where if somebody ate it, it would be metamtim his lave. It would take away his tzinoiris of chachma, like Ramchal talks about in Masil Shon Perek Yudav, right? The ability of this basa when it's Eva Menachai is wow. And now all of a sudden it can't do that. To the contrary, now if you eat it with the richtige kavunas, you could be malu netzoitzes. So now all of a sudden, think about what took place al yedei the shechita. So if the shechita was so powerful that it was able to alter the spiritual DNA of this basa, so too the shechita has to be powerful enough in order for it to be able to be machshir l'kabel tuma. So here's the question that we're going to talk about right now. The Chachamim clearly disagree with Reb Shimon. The Chachamim say, if there's dam, it's mukhshel l'kabel tuma. If there's no dam, it's not mukhshel l'kabel tuma. Reb Shimon says, even if there's no dam, it's mukhshel l'kabel tuma, because the shechita is machshir l'kabel tuma. When Reb Shimon said that the shechita is machshir l'kabel tuma, is Reb Shimon also saying that I don't think dam is machshir l'kabel tuma? Is he going that far? Or is Reb Shimon just saying, you don't have to come on to the dam? The shechita itself does the trick. Meaning, even if there's no dam, it's going to be fine. But you want to know if the dam would be machshir? Yes, certainly. For sure, the dam would be machshir. L'may nafkamina, what would be if somebody shechted an animal, dam came out, and it landed on a watermelon, and then a sheretz fell on top of it? If Reb Shimon holds that avada, the dam of the shechita is machshir l'kabel tuma, like the Chachamim. Narvas, when it comes to shechita, you don't have to come onto it, because when it comes to shechita, the shechita itself was matter. So, at the very least in this situation, we are not discussing the basar that you shechted, but rather you're discussing the watermelon. So over there, avada, the dam would be machshir the watermelon l'kabel tuma. If, however, Reb Shimon is telling you that it's only the shechita that's machshir, however, when it comes to the dam itself, the dam of the Shechita is not machshir. Well, then when it falls on the watermelon does not mukshal kapotum, and if a sheretz falls on top of it afterwards, it's not going to be okay. Now, first glance, you would say, why would you even entertain such a tzad in Rav Shimon? All Rav Shimon said was, is that if you shechted v'layotzmeim dam, it's still mukshal kapotum because the shechita is machshir. He never said the dam is not machshir. Like, where would you even come from? So the truth is that if all we have is the information of the Mishnah, it feels a little bit like a tzad rachak. But by the end of the beginning of today's daf, oxymoron, but by the end of the beginning of today's daf, we'll see that Rav Shimon has a lot of interesting halachas in the world of machshirin, and there's a lot of different bloods that Rav Shimon doesn't count when it comes to being mukshal lekabel tumah. Remember, the fact that dam is mukshal lekabel tumah is in itself a chiddush. It's learned that from a pasuk, really. V'dam chalalim yishta, which opens up the possibility to what we said earlier, not all blood was created equally. So being that we'll see Reb Shimon has Ashita, that not all blood is Machshel Kabel Tumah, Chazal had a Havamina that maybe when it comes to Dam Shechita, it's the same thing. And by the way, not to give it away, but this Havamina is not just going to be a Havamina, it's actually going to be a Maskana. And really, at the end of the day, the Shita of Reb Shimon is going to be that the Dam of Shechita is actually not Machshir lekabel tumah. It's a more mechudish tiga reading in Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. You would think tafasta meruba loy tafasta tafasta mu tafasta, but again, it's more based on Rav Shimon's that are mentioned elsewhere in the sugyas of machshir. Either way, after that, what turned out to be longer than expected introduction, zok the Heilige Gemara, Rav Shimon Omer, Hochshiru b'shechita. Rav Shimon says that in the event that somebody went ahead and shechted chulin and no dam came out, the halacha is that you still can't eat it with your dayim mesuah voice because the basar is mukshal kapotom. Either was no dam because the shechita is machshir. Amr Rav Asi said, Omer hay Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon flaked zugin. Right, what's the difference between just this is what Rav Shimon says or Omer hay Rav Shimon? So in Yiddish, Rav Shimon flaked zugin. This is something he used to often say. So you met Rav Shimon in the street, smachst Rav Shimon. So you know we tell you all the Kabbalah and desire. He says, you want to hear something? Oimer hoy Rav Shimon, shechita machsheres v'loy dam. The shechita of chulin is machsher, but you should know the dam is not machsher. If the dam would fall on the watermelon, then the halach is it wouldn't be machsher l'kabel tumah. Says the Gemara, I think I have a raya to what Rav Asi just said. From the Mishnah, Rav Shimon said, Hochshir b'shechita. Rav Shimon says, in the event that there was a shechita and no dam came out, the halacha is the shechita itself is machshir. My love, doesn't it sound like for Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, b'shechita v'lo b'dam, that it's only the shechita that would be machshir and not dam? So the Gemara says, no way. Lo, yaf b'shechita, why would you say that? If anything, if you look in the Achreinim, they struggle a little bit. What was even the Havamina? But the bottom line is, no, Rav Shimon just said that if there was no blood, it's still Mukhshar Yidei Shechita. He never said that Dam Shechita, if it falls on a watermelon, is not going to be Machshir. But the Gemara says, I have another Tashma. This maybe is a Raya. Amalehem, Rav Shimon. So this comes from a Braisa, which is always wordier than the Mishnah. And in this Braisa, Rav Shimon is talking straight to the Chachamim. So Rav Shimon turns to the Chachamim and he says, V'chi Hadam Machshir, V'aloy Shechita Machshiris. Oh, this sounds already a little bit like the Dam maybe doesn't have the ability to be machshir, but the Gemara says, "Achi kamar lohen." There's no raya that means that either, because could be what Reb Shimon was saying was v'chidam bilvad machshir, not v'chidam machshir is the dam machshir. Do you have to come onto the dam in order to be machshir? Av shchita nami machshiris. The shchita itself is machshir, and therefore, even if there was no dam, it would be. You want to know if the dam itself is machshir when it falls on our proverbial watermelon? It could be for sure that would be the case. Bottom line is strike two. So we had two, but at first glance seemed like maybe Rayas to Rav Asi. The first one was a little more kullish. Second one felt like it had a little bit more teeth. But at the end of the day, both of them, the Gemara knocked out. Now the Gemara is going to flip the script. Says the Gemara, Toshma, I'll bring you a Raya, maybe not like Rav Asi. Rav Shimon, Oimer, Rav Shimon said. Now this Rav Shimon is a Mishnah Mesechtes Machshirin. It's Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. So we're going from Mishnayis and Tyrus, that was the last few days, to Mishnayis and Machshirin. So Rav Shimon said, Dam Ameis, the dam of an animal that dies on its own is not machshir. That's Rav Shimon's statement. Rav Shimon says that even though dam is one of the mashkin that are machshir, but if the animal dies on its own, then not. What's the reason? It's because we said earlier that what's the makar that dam is even considered a mashka? V'dam chalolim yishta. A chalol is a wounded corpse, meaning it's dead, but it died from some sort of gunshot, right? Or something along those lines. So Reb Shimon says, oh, dafka the dam of a cholo, where it was neherag, that's when yishten, that's when we treat it like a mashka. But dam hameis, einoy machsher. Now, my love, says the Gemara, ha dam shechita machsher. It sounds like Reb Shimon's telling you what type of dam is not machsher. He's telling you that the dam of an animal that died on his own is not going to be machsher. But let's say you went ahead and you shechted the animal. In that instance, it sounds like it would be machsher. That's a kasher Rav Asi. Rav Asi says that according to Rav Shimon, the dam of shechit is not machsher. It sounds like Rav Shimon told you it's not machsher. Dam ames is not machsher. But dam shechit, the Gemara says, like, could be, even dam shechit is not machsher. So why do you say dam ames? It sounds like dam ames, not, but something else, yeah. Isn't that something else, dam shechita? No, ha dam chalolim achsher. The something, yeah, is the dam chalolim, which the pasuk says mefurish, v'dam chalolim yishta. Avo dam shechita says the Gemara, my loy machsher. But you tell me that dam shechita is really included in dam ames. So just like dam ames is not, so too dam shechita is not. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, l'shamin and dam shechita, we should have mentioned dam shechita, v'kolshkin dam ames. And I certainly would have known dam ames. Now, what's the svara behind that? Why, if I would tell you dam shechita, would I know for sure not dam ames? But if I tell you dam ames, I'm not sure about dam shechita. So really, Rashi says that in order to understand this, we have to know a Gemara that's coming up on the bottom of the Amid. We'll just speak it out very briefly. The Gemara over there is talking that if somebody shechts psuli hamikdashim, so the pasuk says if you shecht psuli hamikdashim, so the dam is not regular dam because you can't put it on the mizbech, right? Usually dam kachim you do azrika, kabbalah ilach azrika. But this dam, being that it's psuli hamikdashim, you don't. The pasuk says, what do you do with the dam? Ala aretz tishbechenu kamayim. You could just let it pour on the ground. Can't drink it either, right? So you just, ala aretz tishbechenu kamayim. From the fact that the Torah compares in that pasuk, dam of shechita, because you shechted the psuli hamikdashim to mayim, ala aretz tishbechenu kamayim, that's a little bit of a svara to maybe say that dam shechita would also be considered dam that has the ability to be machsher. But the point the Gemara says is that if you're going to tell me that dam shechita is also not machsher, then that's for sure a bigger chiddush. The reason it's a bigger chiddush is because there's a havamina to learn out from a different makar that maybe it should. So wouldn't it make more sense, tell me dam shechita is not? If you tell me dam shechita is not, so I'm going to know it's because it has to be v'dam chalolam yishta. Even alaretz tishbechenu kamayim is not enough. And if dam shechita is not included in v'dam chalolam yishta, certainly dam ames is not included in dam chalolam yishta. But the Gemara says that it's not true. It's d'ruchle. I'll tell you why. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah felt he had to say dam hames, and it doesn't necessarily preclude dam shechita. Because I could have thought, mali kotli iu, mali kotli malicham aves. You could have made the argument that an animal that dies on its own is very similar to an animal that was killed. When an animal is killed, you killed it. When an animal dies on its own, the malicham aves killed it. When an animal is slaughtered, it's considered completely different. Rashi says that's already dam zavuach. That's considered that the animal was geshachten, which is its own class in the world of how you can kill an animal. It's not just neherag, it's not malicham aves, but rather that's considered to have been done in a completely different way. The bottom line is, it could be Reb Shimon holds that dam shechita is not machsher, just like dam hames is not machsher. Why did he say dam hames? Shouldn't he have said dam shechita? I would think dam shechita is a bigger chiddush. Why is it a bigger chiddush? Because there's another limud to maybe mean marbit. The answer is no. It's actually true that dam shechita has its unique chiddush over dam hames, but dam hames also has a chiddush over dam shechita. Because dam hames is more similar to dam chalolim. I mean that it's more similar to dam chalolim, and dam chalolim was nisraba. You could have thought that dam hames is also nisraba. Why are they similar? Because mali kotleyu, mali kotli malicham aves, and it's for that reason we mentioned dam hames, but just because he said dam hames is not machsher doesn't in and of itself mean that dam shechita is machsher, the oilam dam shechita is not machsher, and there's no kash on what Rav Asi said. One interesting sidebar, ayinber related rate bites, is it sounds like from the Gemara that when an animal dies, it dies al yidei the malacham aves, right? Mali kotlehu, mali kotli malacham aves. Now we know about the angel of death, the malacham aves, and you know, he does his thing. But I don't know, you would expect that the malacham aves goes after people. He goes after animals also. Sounds like from the Gemara, mali kotlihu, mali kotli malacham aves. Unless you'll tell me this is just hyperbole, right? It's not meant to be taken literally. Truth is, there's another Gemara. Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Vav. That's better known than this Gemara. The Gemara talks about a shomer who was pesheya with an animal, and the animal ended up dying. And the Gemara says, Malachamavis Malihacha Malihasam, right? So there's an idea you find in Chazal. The Chazal said that when an animal is killed, he's killed by the Malachamavis. We have a raid bite on this. It starts with a Teres Chaim, actually in Mesechta Schulin earlier in the Mesechta Ayin Shom. But either way, return to our regular program. Again, Rab Asi said, the name Rab Shimon, that dam shchita is not machsher. Toshma, Reb Shimon said, dam magafos soyene machsher. So this Reb Shimon is also mentioned over there in Masechtas Machshirin, and he said the dam of a wound. So if somebody wounds an animal, that dam is not machsher. My love, what does it sound like? Hodam shchita machsher. It sounds like dam of a wound where the animal didn't die, then it's not machsher. But if it died, yeah. And again, it all goes back to the pasuk v'dam chalolim yishta. That defines what type of dam has the ability to be machsher. What's dam chalolim? An animal that was killed, not slaughtered. Didn't die on its own with the Malach HaMavis, also not wounded. It sounds like when it's wounded only, that dam is not dam chalolim. But if it's geschachten, that's more similar to dam chalolim, obvious. And as a result, maybe there yet. So the Gemara says, "My lav hodam shchita machsher." The Gemara says, "Like hodam chalolim machsher." The only deek you can make from there is dam magafase as opposed to dam chalolim. But dam shchita is like dam magafase. It's not going to be machsher. But the Gemara says, "I don't understand." But dam shchita, my loy machsher. You tell me it's not machsher. L'shamina dam shchita. So wouldn't it make more sense to tell me dam shchita and I'll know for sure dam magafase? And again, why is that more of a chiddush? So in this context, number one, because dam shchita is more similar to dam chalolim. And besides, you even have a limud to maybe be marba dam shchita. So it would make more sense to Tami Dam Shchita. The Gemara says, no, Dam Agafasi is Rikhalay. The Bryce felt that it needed to Tami Dam Agafasi. So I mean, I would have thought, Malikoti Gula, Malikoti Palga. I actually would think that if somebody hits an animal, wounds it, and blood comes out, it's more similar to killing it. Because you find this idea in Chas, Malikoti Kula, Malikoti Palga. If somebody wounds somebody, he killed him a little bit, right? It's like a Ritzicha B'miktas. So you would think that's more similar to Dam Chalolim, as opposed to Shchita. Shchita is a different class than Chalolim. Therefore, you would have thought that maybe dam agafasoi, yeah, kamash mula not. But from the fact that Reb Shimon told us dam agafasoi, that doesn't mean dam shchita, yeah. Bottom line is, what is Shitas Reb Shimon? Shitas Reb Shimon, according to Rav Asi, is that not only in our sugya is shchita machsher that you don't have to come on to the dam is actually not machsher. The dam is not machsher. It's not muchach from the Mishnah Masechta Schulin, but at the same time, this is what Rav Asi had in Masechta with Shitas Reb Shimon, and it's sort of in line with some of these other Reb Shimons that we just mentioned in the world of Machshir, where Reb Shimon holds that Dam HaMeis is not Machshir, Dam HaGafasa is not Machshir, Dam Shchita is also not going to be Machshir. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. U'mayishno Dam Chalolim de Machshir. Why is it that Dam Chalolim is Machshir? The Chsiv is based on a Pasuk. V'Dam Chalolim Yishte. Dam Shchita Nami. Ksiv Alor Tishbechenu Kamoyim. Right, we mentioned this Pasuk before. We said the Gemara is going to bring it. This is where the Gemara brings it. It says, P'suli HaMikdashim. When you shechted, you don't have to worry about the dam. There's no kabbalah lachas riko. What do you do with the dam? Alar tishbechanu kamayim. But the bottom line is, we're comparing dam chalolim to mayim, to mashke, yishte. We're comparing dam shchita also. So if that's a ribu to be marbed as a mashke, for it to be able to be mashke, why don't we say the same thing over here? So the Gemara says, no, because this drasha, although it's a good drasha, and it could technically, theoretically be used for this, but it's taken already. It's not available. Because it's coming to teach me that the dam of Psuli HaMikdashim is Mutter Behana. Why would you think? Not so glad. I would have thought, how Vasir Begizav Avoida. Being that Psuli HaMikdashim, that loch is Asa Begizav Avoida. Meaning, even though this Kachim doesn't have Kedusha Saguf anymore, and it has a lot of kulois because of the fact that it's Psuli HaMikdashim, but you find that you're not allowed to shear its wool, and you're not allowed to do work with it. So I would have thought maybe Dama Labayi Kfura, maybe its blood should require Kfura, we should treat it as Isuri Ana. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, then not. So being that Rasha is not available, it's for that reason we can't learn anything from it. Tanit V'Rabbi Yishmol. Another very much related halacha. V'dam Chalolim Yishta Prat, we learn from there that it's Dafka Dam Chalolim, but the Dam Kiluach She'ine Machshir Es Hazroim. That Dam Kiluach is not Machshir Zroim. So what exactly is Dam Kiluach? So again, for this we have to be, or it would help be helpful to be a veterinarian. But if you look at Rashi says, two lines from the top. Hamakis is a behemoth. If somebody causes blood to come out of a behemoth. Betchila, in the beginning, hadam shoyseis betipa achasei shtayin. There's one or two drops of blood that come out. Va'acha kachu mikaleach. And then afterwards it starts streaming, it starts pouring. Va'acha kachu mashchir. And then the blood starts changing colors. It goes from red and it turns black. V'hachi kaimilam b'krisis. This comes from a Gemara in Krisis. Tav chabez amir alef. V'tanya hasam, we learned in the Brayos over there in Krisis. Ezeh udam hekiz shan nefesh yoytzeboy. What is the dam that causes the soul of the animal to depart? It's mitima. Tipa hamashcheres ve'elch. It's from when the blood starts turning black, moving forward. Avol dam kiluach. The dam kiluach, which is before it turned black, that's the original bloods that are coming out. Lo yavi dam hanefesh. Is not considered dam hanefesh. What's the bottom line? The dam kiluach is not the dam that the nefesh departs with. It's for that reason it's not included in dam chalolim yishte, and it's for that reason it's enei machshir es hazroim. The bottom line is, this is another example, a tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel, not a Reb Shimon, a tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel, where dam is not machsher es hazram. So let's just hit the pause button, exhale, because this really concludes the first third of the daf. And that is, Reb Shimon said in our Mishnah, if somebody shecht and there was no dam, the Chachamim say, this basar is not mukhshar l'kabel tumah. As a result, if you want to touch the basar where you die, mesu avayis, sheni l'tumahs, even if it's chulun shanas, v'atayris ha-kodesh, etc., it's going to be okay. Reb Shimon says, no, the shechita that took it from being Eva Menachai to make it kosher meat, that in and of itself has the ability to be Machshor L'Kabbaltum. Rav Asi walks into Beis Medrash and he says, I'm going to tell you something Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon said, not only don't you need the dam to be Machshor Basar Shchuta, to be Mekabbaltum, the dam of Shchita doesn't have the ability to be Machshor L'Kabbaltum. Why would you say that? It's not Bechlal in any way related to what Rav Shimon is saying. The answer, as we see now, is really related to Shitas Reb Shimon Bechlal in the world of Machshir. Because the fact that blood is Mukhshar L'Kabel Tumah is a Chiddush. It says V'dam Chalolim Yishta, and that's where we learned that Dam is Mukhshar L'Kabel Tumah. But it's only Dam Chalolim, or something that's eerily similar to Dam Chalolim. What's a Cholol? That's an animal that was killed. So when the Dam is Dam of a Cholol, that's when it's Mukhshar L'Kabel Tumah. And that's where Reb Shimon holds Dam Ames. If an animal dies on its own, it died all day, the Malach HaMavis. It's not Mukhshar L'Kabel Tumah. Dam HaGafasoi, where it came out of a wound. It's not Dam Chalolim Yishteh. It's not Mukhshar L'Kabel Tumah. By the way, there's a Talmud Rabbi Shmuel that says Dam Kiluach is also not Machshor Es Hazrom, because that's not considered Dam Chalolim Yishteh. But either way, in the world of Reb Shimon holds Dam Shchuta is also not Dam Chalolim, because Cholol L'Chud and Zavuach, it's not the same thing. And as a result, that is really the basis, that is the Yisrael of Shitas Reb Shimon. So really, in our Reb Shimon, on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, in the Mishnah, lik tzvei chedushim, that are bechlal not talui zeh bezeh. One chiddush is that Reb Shimon holds that the maisa shchita is machsher basar l'kabel tumah, because if it's choshev enough to be mitairet from Eved Menachai, so too it's machsher l'kabel tumah. The second chiddush is that dam shchita is not machsher l'kabel tumah, and that's more related to other shittas Reb Shimon. It's not muchach from the Mishnah, but that is what Reb Shimon essentially at the end of the day is saying in the Mishnah. And again, more based on Reb Shimon in Mesachtes Machshir and Perek Vav. Moving along, me inyan le inyan, very much ba'oisai ha'inyan. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, ha'shoichet, if somebody shechted an animal of chulin, they hit this dam la'dalas, and then blood squirted, it's very bloody shechita, and some of it landed on a dalas. So it landed on some sort of vegetable. And the dalas, Rashi says, this is very important, was number one, tlusha, it was detached from the ground, so it's able to become tamei. Additionally, it was truma. It was also truma. Now, if you have truma that is tamei, the lach is can't eat it, you have to burn it. If you have truma that's not tamei, lach is you have to eat it, you can't burn it, right? So whenever you see a setup of Tumah v'Taira in the world of Truma, the stakes are very, very high. But we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Hashoichet, if somebody shechted chulin again, the hit is dam al dalas, and dam landed on the dalas. Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says, Huchsher, dalach is this dalas becomes mukhsher l'kabel tumah. The dam shchuta was machsher l'kabel tumah. Rabbi Yemi says, toilet. What does toilet mean? So we'll see in the Gemara. But for now, it means Rabbi Yomer Hochsher, being that Rabbi said that it's Mukhshal Kabal Tumma, for Rabbi Chia Amar Toilin, and Rabbi Chia was Toilin, Anu Al Mait Nismoich, what should we do? So Rabbi Yomer, I'm going to tell you what we should do. Boiv and Nismoich, I'll give you Rabbi Shimon. I think we should bring Rabbi Shimon into the conversation. Shai Rabbi Shimon, I'm Rabbi Shimon used to say, Shchita Machsheres Veloy Dam, that it's the Shchita that's Machsher and it's not the Dam. Right, this is Rav Asi's understanding of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. And it's for that reason, said Rabbi Yishio, I think we bring Rabbi Shimon into the fold, and that's the way we're going to be machri of the situation. So a very cryptic brisa with a follow-up statement for Rabbi Yishio. We're looping in Rabbi Shimon to this discussion. What exactly is going on? That's going to be the next third of today's daf. But let's just take in this brisa a little bit better. Somebody shechted chulin, blood landed on a dalas of truma. We have a machloikis Rebbe and Rabbi Chia, whether this dalas is mukhshal kabal tumah or not mukhshal kabal tumah. Rebbe says hukshar, it's mukhshal kabal tumah. The dam shchita landed, it's mukhshal kabal tumah. Rabbi Chia emer toilin. Rabbi Chia was cryptic, but it sounds like Rabbi Chia is saying that no, it's for sure not poshnet, that it's mukhshal kabal tumah. So Rabbi Chia said like this, I don't know what to do. Rebbe said it's mukhshal kabal tumah. Rabbi Chia is like not sure. Rabbi Chia is saying something. Toilin, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring Rabbi Shimon in. Rabbi Shimon holds that dam shchita is not machsher. So if Rabbi Shimon holds it's not machsher, sounds like from the words of Rabbi Yishia, we're going to put Rabbi Shimon on the side of Rabbi Chia, and we're going to end up being like Rabbi Chia will be toilin, whatever that even means, and we're not going to say that this dalas is mukhsher l'kabel tumah. Now, clearly this has a lot to do with the first part of the daf, because you see over here, we're bringing in the machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, where the dam shchita is machsher, where the dam shchita is not machsher. Again, the Chachamim in our Mishnah hold dam shchita is machsher. That's why if you shech, then there's no dam, it's not machsher. If you shech, then there is dam, the basar is. Reb Shimon, we had a discussion of whether he holds dam shchita is machsher. Reb Asi said that Reb Shimon holds that dam shchita is not. Rabbi Yishai is clearly of the opinion as well. But we have it here in the context of someone who shechted, the dam landed on a dalas of truma, machloikis Rebbe and Reb Chia. Again, very snossom. The Gemara is going to bring two pshatim. First for Rav Papa, and then for Rav Ashi. Right, Rav Ashi second, not first, but first Rav Papa, then for Rav Ashi to try to navigate what's going on over here. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said very gishmak. He said, how come Oidim, everybody agrees, in the event that the dam that landed on the dalas of truma would be on the dalas of truma meaning from the beginning of the shechita until the end of the shechita, from when you shechted the first simen until you completed shechting right of the second simen, in that situation everybody would agree the machsher that it would be mukhsher lekabel tumah. There's no shayla in the world. And the reason is because you have dam shchita, and there's no machlekes Rebbe and Reb Chia. They both agree that dam shchita is machsher lekabel tumah, like the chachamim in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph, the loike Reb Shimon. Keep you, what's the machlekes? Bineskanech, adam in simen lesimen, where the blood got cleaned in between shechting the kana and the veshen. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, yeshno l'shchita, mitchil v'atzoif. Rebbe holds that shchita starts when you start doing the shechita, and it ends when you end doing the shechita, right? That sounds familiar. And if that's the case, v'hai dam shchutu, so that even though you cleaned up the dam in between the shechita of the two simonim, but the dam that was on the dalas before you cleaned it was dam shchuta. Why was it dam shchuta? Because when you shechted that first simon, it was already considered a ma'isa shechita. Because yesh lo shechita v'chila v'atzoyv, dam shechita has the ability to be machshe. Of Reb Chia, of Reb Chia holds enil shechita ela b'soyv, that shechita doesn't happen until the end. And if that's the case for high dam maku, it's not dam shchuta, it's dam maka. And dam maka, you ready for this? Even the chachamim that old dam shchita is machshe, but dam maka, like Reb Shimon said on Lamed Hayomid Beis, dam maka fosa is not machshe. And it's for that reason, says Reb Chia, by the time you finish the second simon, there was no dam there anymore, which means that the dam was never dam shchita, because it's not chal the shem dam shchita until you shnech the second simen. What is it then? It's dam maka for sure doesn't have the ability to be machsher. Okay, umay toilin. What did Reb Chia mean when he said toilin? Right, Rebbe said that the dam falls under the dalas of truma, and again we're saying that you cleaned it in between the two simonim. It's machsher. Why? Because yesh lan shchita b'tchila v'atzayv. It's dam shchita like the chomin the mishnah lamed gimel aban aleph. Dam shchita is machsher. What does Reb Chia hold? Reb Chia holds Shaina L'Shchita El B'Soif. And therefore, it's Dam Magafasai. And Dam Magafasai, Chama Amoy, that Rabbi Shimon doesn't have the ability to be Machsha. Okay, but Rabbi didn't say that. Rabbi said Toilin. What do you mean when he said Toilin? He meant Toilin Adav, Ad Gemara Shchita. What he was talking about was in real time. When it landed on the first Simon, he says, oh, now we got to wait around and we have to see what happens. If the Dam is still going to be by the end of the Shchita, it's going to be Machsha. Because then it's going to be Dam Shchita. And if not, why Machsha? It's not going to be Machsha. Because then it's going to be Dam Magafasa. Meaning the Dam landed right now on the first, on the Dalas. After you shechted the first Simon. Koit Rebbe, I don't care what happens later. Right? You don't have to watch it. Yeah, watch it. I don't care what happens. Either way, this is... Yes, l'shchita b'chita b'atzayv. It's dam shchita. It's mushal l'kabel toma. B'chita says no. Wait and see. Suspense. If somebody comes quickly and he cleans the watermelon, then no. Yeah, no. Right, but that's we have to be toilet. Okay, umay bov in this chadav Reb Shimon. What did Reb Oishia mean when he said that let's bring in Reb Shimon and let Reb Shimon be machriya the shaila? So says Reb Papa Meiridek. Let Reb Shimon and the Gemara says it in a little bit of a wordy way. Meaning what's Pashup Shah, let's bring in Reb Shimon, because it sounds like Reb Shimon is going to support Reb Chiya. Says the Gemara, does Reb Shimon really support Reb Chiya? He doesn't support Reb Chiya, because Le Reb Shimon lay machshe. According to Reb Shimon, Dam Shchita is not machshe at all. Le Reb Chiya machshe, according to Reb Chiya, it is machshe, right? He just holds Einol Shchita El Basai. Says the Gemara, Azai. Bin Eskaneach Miu Shavu Lahadadi. It's true that Reb Shimon and Reb Chiya are not really saying the same thing. Reb Shimon's Shita is Dam Shchita is not machshe. Reb Chiya's Shita is Dam Shchita is machshe, like the Chachamim, but in a l'shchita el b'soif, so that unless you finish the shchita, the dam is not considered dam shchita, it's considered dam maka, dam magafasai, which is not machsha. The Gemara says that's all true, but at the same time, bin iskaneach miu shavu l'hadadi. In the event that you went ahead and you cleaned it, you wiped it off, then they're going to be in the same position. Mar loy machsher, umar loy machsher. Reb Shimon's going to say that if you wiped it in between, it's not machsher, because even if you didn't wipe it in between, it wouldn't be machsher, because dam shchita can't be machsher. Reb Chiya is going to say that if you wiped it in between, it's not going to be machsher, because ein el shchita el b'soif, it's not dam shchita, it's dam maka. Dam maka doesn't have to be machsher. But here's the bottom line. Right now, if you went ahead and you wiped it, I can tell you two reasons why it shouldn't be okay. According to the mandam, ein el shchita el b'soif, it's not okay because it's dam maka. And according to Reb Shimon, even if you yesh nul shchita metchila v'atzayif, it's not going to be machsher, because dam shchita is never machsher. Rebbe, who says it's machsher, is going up against two ideas. He's going up against the mandama that holds einol shchita el b'soif, which is Reb Chiya in the sugya, and he's going up against shitas Reb Shimon that dam shchita is not machsher. But here's the point: Havelei Rebbe Chad. Rebbe ends up being the yachid. He's one against two, and one against two, you're going to lose. So it's interesting. Usually when you think of one against two, the other two are saying the same thing, and the one is saying something else. This is a different type of one against two, right? Because really, Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon are saying anything but the same. Reb Chiya is saying, Dam Shchita is Machsher, but Einol Shchita El B'Soif. Reb Shimon is saying, Dam Shchita is not Machsher. It's even more than that. According to Reb Shimon, even if you weren't mekaneach, it wouldn't be machsha. According to Reb Chiya, it's only not machsha because you were mekaneach. But at the end of the day, when you were mekaneach, there's two shittas that hold that it shouldn't be machsha. Rebbe is a yochid kenega those two shittas, because Rebbe holds yesh to l'shchita b'tchila v'atzayif, and Rebbe also holds dam shchita is able to be machsha. Ein dvarav shel echa b'makom shai. Truth is this considered roiv? When you talk about one against two, if two people have two completely different opinions, that's roiv? You would think roiv is when two people see the same, the world the same way, and I see it differently. Okay, so obviously they must be right. They have two people, right? Everybody's driving one way and you're driving the other way, there's a good chance you're the guy in the wrong lane, not everybody else. Even though that person will never see it that way, but that's probably the way it is. But that's how he got in that lane in the first place, but whatever, psychoanalysis for another day. The bottom line is this. The bottom line is that is this considered right? So we have a raid bite on this. The raid bite is from Reb Reuven Margolis. We spoke it out in Masechta Vaydazar, Daf Zayin, super majorities in Halacha. Talks about where Chazal say, Ein bezen yachal avatal divir bezen chaveri elin ken gadol mimeno b'chachmu v'minyan. Everybody struggles. What does it mean b'minyan? Rishonim couldn't figure out what it means. And he had this whole, sometimes, he nichu loy makam ligdor, literally ke'echon in Rishonim, and this is one of those examples. We came up with a whole pshat in what it means that one bezen is gadol from the other bezen b'minyan. This is the idea. Regardless, says Rapapa, that's what's going on over here in this price. Again, Let's take it again from the top. Hashoichet fit is dam la dalas. Somebody shechted and dam landed on a dalas. The dalas was truma. Rabbi Yomi Rabbi says, Hukshur. It's mukshur the kabal tumma. Rabbi holds dam shchit is machshur. Rabbi Chiya amr toivin. What does toivin mean now? Rabbi Chiya holds dam shchit is machshur. But dam makko is not machshur. Rabbi Chiya also holds inner the shchita el lebesoif. So we have to wait and see if the second simen is going to be Shachot, or if you're not going to be mekaneachit before you go ahead and you shech the second simen, because then and only then will it actually be dam shchita. So according to Rabbi, it doesn't matter if you're mekaneach or not, it's automatically mukshar. According to Rabbi Chiya, it's only if you're not mekaneachit. And that's what toilam means. Rabbi Yishe said, Machash Rabbi Yemi Huchshir, Rabbi Chiya Amar toilam, Anu Aman Nisvach, what should we do? See, he said, Bov Nisvach Adivir Rabbi Shimon. Shay Rabbi Shimon, Oymer Shchita Machshar Es V'loy Dam. Rabbi Shimon holds, for sure it's not machshar. Because Rabbi Shimon holds this dam is not even a beverage. This is one of the bloods that were not created equally to dam chalolim. This dam is not machshar at all. So according to Rabbi Shimon, for sure it's not machshar. So bottom line is, according to Rabbi Chiya, it's not machshar because ain't no shchita el b'soif. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not machshar because dam shchita is not machshar. It's only according to Rabbi who's being chaluk with both. And dvarv shel yochid b'makom shnayim halacha ki Rabbi mechaveroi v'loy mechaverov ki yadua. So the bottom line is, that's why. Rabbi Yishiya said, I think at the end of the day, it's not going to be machshar. This was Rabbi Papa's understanding of what's going on over here, specifically what Rabbi Chiya meant when he said toilin. That's really the big chiddush, as we'll see. Rav Ashi said, I don't like Rav Papa's pshat. You know why? Because toilin lo'ilam mashma. The way Rav Papa's teaching toilin means let's sit around. Right? Let's just wait a few seconds. If he's mekaneach the dalas, bein simon le'simon, then no. If he's not, yeah. Toilin sounds like a psak. Toilin lo'ilam mashma. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, you have to say, v'neskaneach the Rav Chiya sfukim esafkli. You have to say that Rav Chiya himself was mesupik what the halacha would be in the event that you went ahead and you were mikaneach. And what was his suffik? His suffik was the same lamdas like in Rapapa's pshat. Yeshen l'shchita b'tchila v'atsoif, or yein l'shchita el v'atsoif. He's mesupik whether yeshen l'shchita b'tchila v'atsoif, yein l'shchita el v'atsoif. If yeshen l'shchita b'tchila v'atsoif, then even if you're mikaneach, it's still dam shchita. If yein l'shchita el v'atsoif, well then if you're mikaneach, it's going to be dam makkah. In Rav Papa's pshat, Rav Chiya knows in el shchita el b'soif. In Rav Ashi's pshat, he's mesupik. He's not sure whether yesh el shchita b'soif or in el shchita el b'soif. Okay, in my time, what did he mean toilin? According to Rav Papa, toilin meant, let's just wait, see if he's mekanech. Doesn't matter. Even if you're mekanech, you're going to have a suffik, according to Rav Ashi. Toilin means le'oichem le'oisarf. Being that we're dealing with truma. So truma t'meya, not let her eat. Truma t'ira, you're not let her burn. As a result, le'oichlin, because it might be Tameh, Loi Sarfin. So Toila means that this Truma now is going to be in the twilight zone. It's neither here nor there. Nothing you can do about it. Loi Oichlin, but at the same time, Loi Sarfin. Okay, Ma'u Bovin Ismachal Divir Rab Shimon. What did he mean when he said Bovin Ismachal Divir Rab Shimon? And the Gemara sets it up the way it set it up in Rab Papa. Rab Shimon, Loi Machsh, Rab Chiyah, Mesveika. Right, what's the Tzush of Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon holds Dam Shechita is not even Machsher. Rab Chiyah holds Dam Shechita is Machsher. He's just Mesupik, whether Yesh or Shechita, because that's how you're going to be safe. The Gemara says, true, but the Indian straight for me, Shavala Dadi. As it relates to whether now you can burn it, Rab Chiya and Rab Shimon are going to both agree that you can't burn it. According to Rab Shimon, you can't burn it because the dam was not machshir at all. It's not tummy. You can't burn truma that's not tummy. And according to Rab Chiya, you're not going to be able to burn it because even though the dam shchita is machshir, but this might not be dam shchita, it might be dam makkah because sfuke mesafkele maybe ain't a l'shchita al v'soif. So me day, you have a sofik. What's going on over here? At the end of the day, that shavla adadi marloi sarfei or marloi sarfei havelei Rabbi Chad comes out. Rabbi who owes you could burn it. Rabbi old Bateras Vadai, it's Mukhshal Kabatum. Because again, Rabbi holds Dam Shchita's Machsh like the Chum and the Mishlam, Gibbon Lamadal, he holds Yesh Lushchita, but Kibbon Batsoy. So it comes out Rabbi Zachat, Keneged, Rab Chiya, and Rab Shimon. Rab Chiya's Mesupik, maybe Enel Shchita El Basoy. Rab Shimon holds Dam Shchita's not even Machsh, and Dvar Shalacha, but Makam Shnayan, the Hachi Kamar, and this is what he meant when he said Toilin, Kagoyin Zoys, Toilin, Loy Oichel, Loy Sarfin. What did that line add? Rashi says, nothing. Girsa Deloy Tzrichahi. Interesting, Rashi. It's a girsa deloy tzricha. Does that mean you're not supposed to be girsit? I don't know. But it's a girsa deloy tzricha for sure, Rashi says. It's a new gather of something like Garcino. It's a girsa, but it's a girsa deloy tzricha. Comes as news to me. But the bottom line is, two pshatim, and how to understand this, right? So two pshatim that are eerily similar to each other, right? Let's go back. Let's learn the Brisa now. the way Rav Ashi understood the Brayse. It's mamish, like the same way Rav Papa, just with one knetch. Again, Tan Rabbanon, Hashoychet, V'hit is Dam, somebody shechted chulin, and then Dam squirted on a dalas of Truma. Rabbi, Yemi Rabbi says, Hochshe. Rabbi says, Hochshe l'kabotomo, Dam shechit is machshe l'kabotomo, Yesh l'shechit b'tchid v'asoiv, I don't care what happens afterwards. It's going to be Mochshe l'kabotomo. Yemi Rabbi says, Toilin. He says, no. Because I have a existential chakira in the world of shechita, Yesh l'shechit b'tchid v'asoiv, Eno shechit el v'asoiv. And therefore, if you go ahead and you're mekaneach, right, the case is where you were mekaneach, not toiling to see if you're going to be mekaneach. Where you were mekaneach, I'm not sure. I don't know. I mamash have to wait around. Achiyav Elio, Rashi says. That's what toiling usually means. Achiyav Elio. Yo, nobody's going to have to tell me what to do with this pumpkin, with this dalas. I probably don't know what to do with it. Because if Yeshon l'shchitim b'tchil v'atzoyf, then Zoysoy Meres, then it was Dam Shchuta. But if Eno l'shchit el b'soyf, it was Dam Maka. I probably don't know. So Amra Abayshu, Abayshu says, what are we going to do? We're going to wait till Yo and Navi comes. We need to act right now. So he said, "Bo v'nisvach adi v'Rab Shimon, k'day Rab Shimon, lismacholov." I think that's what we need to do over here. Shai Rab Shimon, I mishchit machsheres v'loyda. So according to Rab Shimon, for sure you're not going to burn it, right? For sure you're not going to burn it, according to Rab Shimon, and that's what he meant. That Bo v'nisvach adi v'Rab Shimon, because as much as Rab Shimon and Rab Chia are not saying the same thing, but at the end of the day, they're both sharing in common this idea of lois sarfis apateris vadai. This is going to be a situation of lois sarfina. Now, could you eat it? That's a different story. But for sure, lois sarfina, because as it relates to that, Reb Shimon and Reb Chia for sure saying the same thing. So again, the whole chilek between Reb Ashi and Reb Papa, again, it plays itself out mathematically a little different. But really, the whole chilek was what? It was just one thing. The whole chilek was whether or not Reb Chia holds b'teres vadai in l'shchita el l'besayif, or whether Reb Chia was misafkale, whether yesh l'shchita b'tchil l'atzayif in l'tchil el l'besayif. And from there, we have a nafkamina. What does toilin mean? Does toilin mean wait and see whether you're mekaneach, or does toilin mean achiyav eliyah? Either way, zokt the Gemara Vayter. This is part 3 of the daf. So part 1 and part 2 both dealt with shitas Reb Shimon in the world of machshir, which is a machloikis that really starts from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph is Dam Shchuta Machshir, is Dam Shchuta Na Machshir. The last part of the Daf is going to continue to discuss laws of Machshirin, but from a different angle. We'll see, it's going to loop into our Daf, but it's coming from a different angle, and that is the halacha of Chibas HaKodesh Machsharta. So we actually saw Chibas HaKodesh Machsharta. He made a cameo appearance on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph right after the Mishnah. But it's something that we are more familiar with from Zvachim and Menaches. The basic concept of Chibas HaKodesh Machsharta is that when it comes to Kachim, the laws of Machshirim don't apply. So Basar Kachim, for example, even if it was never Mukhshal HaKabal Tumma, is Mukhshal HaKabal Tumma. So although we have two psukim that talk about the idea of needing food to become wet in order for it to be Mukhshal HaKabal Tumma, that's all true in the world of Chulin. When it comes to Kachim Nat, it's what's known as Chibas HaKodesh Machsharta. What's the svar of Chibas HaKodesh Machsharta? We'll see in the Gemara discussion, is it mit the Reis, is it mit the Rabbanon? But for sure there's an underlying svara. The underlying svara is because when food is not Mukhshal HaKabal Tumma, the way we view it is as if it's not Chashav. It comes from some lack of Chashivas. Kachim is by definition Chashav, and as a result, it's for sure Mukhshal HaKabal Tumma. Right, similar to Reb Shimon Svar in the Mishnah, that if the Shechita makes it not Eva Menachai, for sure the fact that it's Shechuta now is Mukhshal HaKabal Tumma. Kachim for sure is Mukhshal HaKabal Tumma. It's the idea of Chibas HaKodesh Machshartai, where this is going to tie into our sugya, is because Chibas HaKodesh Machshartai and Reb Shimon's Shita of Shechita being Machshar are similar. They're both examples of where you have something that's Mukhshal HaKabal Tumma, even though it doesn't meet the Torah's requirements of what food needs to go through and how food needs to be prepped in order to be Mukhshal HaKabal Tumma. Shimon our Mishnah says, a Meister Shechita can do it. That's not what the Torah says. Chibas HaKodesh Machsharta says, oh, the love of Kachim makes this work. It's not what the Torah says. So again, two examples of where you find that we're somehow overriding Psukei HaTorah. That's the Tzad HaShava between what we learned up until now and what's going to be the latter part of today's daf. Zok the Gemara. Boy, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. And if this sounds a little bit familiar, we had this not so long ago. Menaches daf kuf beis amen beis. Reb Lakish klere shaylo tzorich al menaches. So we know the mincha was blula bashemen, but sometimes it was a part of the mincha that was dry. So the dry part of the carbon mincha, For our purposes, being that it's dry, it never came in contact with the oil, it was never mukhshal lekabel tumah. Moinim by rishon v'sheini, I ain't moinim by rishon v'sheini. Going backwards now. But do we have the laws of rishon v'sheini, or do we not have the laws of rishon v'sheini? What's the shaila? So Rashi explains the shaila as follows. Rish Lakish knows there's something called chibas hakodesh machsharta. What Reb Shimon wants to know is, does chibas hakodesh machsharta just mean that something that's not mukhshal lekabel tumah could become tameh? Or does it mean that it could become tameh to the point that it could actually transmit tumah? Rishon v'sheini, meaning if it touches something that becomes a rishon, a sheini, a shlishi, revi, like we're going down that road, or no, it's a chiddush that's very limited in its scope. The whole concept of chiddush, like we said, is a chiddush. It defies psukei atayra. So the question is, what is the extent of that chiddush? Was it said 100% regarding tuma? Said whatever you know about tuma, you can apply now to Chibas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or maybe no. Maybe it's only true with regards to it itself becoming Tomei. But Lemimni Be'rishon V'Sheini, to go already on that level, that's not something you're going to be able to do. That was his gracious Shaila. And let's see it inside. Mi ki mahani Chibas HaKadosh. Do we say Chibas HaKadosh works? Lav Sulei Gufe. Just for its goof to be. Oh, but Lemimni Be'rishon V'Sheini, but to be Metam Aloi. Oh, Yidam Aloi Shna. Maybe there's no difference. I'm a Rabbi Luzer. So Rabbi Luzer said, Toshma, I'll bring you a ride. The Pasuk says, Mikolo Oichel, Asheyeyo. Now this is one of the two psukim that we mentioned in the introduction to the daf. One of the two psukim that says mefurish that oichel needs to become mukshal lekabel tumah, needs to come in contact with mashke in order to be tameh. Mikol ha'oichel asher yeyachel, asher yavei olav mayim yitma. Said Rabbi Lazar, what do you see from here? Oichel abav b'mayim hochsher, oichel sheni abav b'mayim loy hochsher. So you see, it has to be mukshar through water in order for it to be tamei. So the Gemara did a double take on what Rabbi Elazar said. The Gemara says, what? After Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Leslie, Oichel Abav Mayim. Wait, you think Rabbi Shimon didn't know that pasuk in the Torah? Shimon ben Lakish knew the pasuk in the Torah. He knows that the conventional way of becoming mukshar lekabel tumah is through Mayim. Rish Lakish wants to know that, being that there is a concept of Chibas HaKodesh, you also know that, Rabbi Elazar. How far do we take Chibas HaKadosh? What's Rabbi Elazar saying? It almost sounds like Rabbi Elazar is telling Rish Lakish, how can you even have a Havamina that there's something called Chibas HaKadosh? The Pasuk says, Mefurish, Nikol Oichel Asher Yochel, Asher Yovel Mayim Yitma. So the Gemara is, like, doesn't even understand what Rabbi Elazar's Havamina was to ask from that Pasuk. That's the Reis of the Gedin. We know there's another Halacha of Chibas HaKadosh. Rish Lakish wants to know how far Chibas HaKadosh goes. In other words, the Gemara says that Rish Lakish knows the idea of Oichel Abav B'mayim, stating that Rish Lakish Hachikam Yibayalei, Chibas HaKadosh Ka'Oichel Abav B'mayim Dami Yailai. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Nami, Rabbi Elazar knew what Rish Lakish knew that Rabbi Elazar knew. Rabbi Elazar Nami Miture Krokama. When Rabbi Elazar asked this question, he didn't mean to say, Rish Lakish, you're clearing a Shaila Chibas HaKadosh, don't you know it's all about Mayim? Everyone knows everything. Everyone knows the Pasuk says Mayim. Everybody knows there's something called Chibas HaKodesh. Everybody understood Rish Lakish Shaila. Rish Lakish Shaila was, how far does Chibas HaKodesh work? Does it work only to make itself a problem? Or does Chibas HaKodesh work so far that it even allows the Kenei Tumah? Stating that, Rabbi Elazar asked a good kash. Rabbi Elazar's taina was that look at the Yitur HaKra, Mechdi, Ksiv, it says, why does the Torah have to tell me the Halacha twice? We made a big deal about this. It says two times, Shana Kosov La'ake, the concept of machshirim v'chiyutan mayim alzer v'nafim v'nevlasim alav tami hulachem, and it says mikol oichel ashe yochel ashe yovel mayim yitma. So why do I need to psokim? Laugh, said Rabbi Elazar. Here's the punchline of Rabbi Elazar's taina. Lemutei chibas hakodesh, isn't it coming to be memait chibas hakodesh? Rashi on the top line. The loyhavi kechshem mayim. The punchline is the last word. Mamish, says Rabbi Elazar to Rish Lakish. I hear you, Shaila. Very, very nice Shaila. You want to know if Chibas HaKodesh is like the real thing. Is it mamish as if Mayim went on the food? May nafkamina? Could it even go ahead and convey tumah? Says Rabbi Elazar, I think I have a raya. Because the Torah twice tells me that food becomes mukhshal lekabel tumah when water falls on. Why have you told me twice? Tell to me once. Why do you have to tell to me twice? I know what the answer is. The answer is because the Torah is coming to tell me that there's something unique about when water falls on it, as opposed to all the other ways that maybe you come up mukhshar lekabel tumah. Because it's only when water falls on it that you mukhshar mamish, as opposed to the other ways, such as chivas hakodesh, over there you're not going to be mukhshar mamish. So Rish Lakish wasn't sure whether chivas hakodesh makes it mamish to the point where it could even convey tumah or not. Rabbi Loza said me, Yiturei Dekrof, the fact that the Torah told me twice that machshirin happens when mayim falls on it, I think that in and of itself is going to be right. But the Gemara says, I don't think you have any raya, because I can tell you the reason the Torah said it a second time is for something else. The reason the Torah twice told me the halacha that oichel needs mayim in order for it to become mukhshar lekabel tumah is not to teach me that that's the only time it's mukhshar mamish, as opposed to chibas hakodesh, it's not going to be mukhshar mamish. It's telling it to me twice to teach me the ikur halacha twice. Why have to tell me the halacha twice? Chad b'tumas meis v'chad b'tumas sheretz. One, to tell me that the way tumas meis is conveyed is through machshir. One, to tell me the way tumas sheretz is conveyed is through machshir. V'tzrichi ani doth. Yes, me in tumas meis. Because I only know that by tumas meis, I would have thought hasam over there who the boy hechsher. There you need hechsher. Mishum t'olim atamik b'kadasha. Because you find a chumra by tumas. And you find a kula by tumas meis, that if it's only the size of an adasha, it's not tame. How big does the buster of the meis have to be? A kizayis, which is bigger than an adasha. Avol sheretz matame kadasha, but when it comes to sheretz, that's matame even b'kadasha. Emet loy by hechsher. I would think maybe you don't need a hechsher. V'yash mina sheretz, had I only known by sheretz, I would have thought mishum t'olay matame tumas shiva. Tumas sheretz for sure is kula dig than tumas meis, because it doesn't have tumas sheva, right? There's no paraduma. Avol meis, the matame tumas shiva, but tumas meis, which is matame tumas shiva, emet loy by hechsher. I would have thought that maybe it doesn't require hechsher. Tzricha, that's why you need both. So Rabbi Loza's raya is not a raya. Rabbi Loza says, I have an extra pasuk. Isn't it coming to tell me that chibas hakodesh doesn't have the ability to convey tumah? No. The reason Torah told me twice is because I have to know that the ikra halacha machshirim is true. Sai, if the food comes in contact with a mace, sai, if it comes in contact with a sheretz, it's a tzricha tzav for both. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked Akasha. So again, Rish Lakish has a shayla. Boy Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Tzorit shal menachis moinim by Rishon v'sheni, oy ein moinim by Rishon v'sheni. What's the shayla? Ki mehan yechibas ha-koydash lafsulei gufe lemimne by Rishon v'sheni loy, oy dum aloyshna. Right, that is the shayla that's going on over here. So Rav Yosef heard the shayla, and Rav Yosef said, I have a kasha on Rish Lakish's shayla. He was very bothered with the shayla. Rav Shimon oymer, Rav Shimon said in our mikshu, hukshiru b'shchita, that in the event that somebody shecht tzchulin and no dam came out, the shchita itself is machshir the basal kabel tumah. That's the shita of Reb Shimon. In fact, Reb Shimon holds the dam doesn't even have the ability to be machshir. But the shita itself is machshir. Now, said Reb Yosef, hukshiru, doesn't that mean vafilu mimnu by Rishon v'sheni? Right? It sounds like even lemimnu by Rishon v'sheni. Now, how does Reb Yosef know that? How does Reb Yosef know that Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah that the shchita itself is machshir and means even lemimnu by Rishon v'sheni? So Rashi says, not just guessing. It's because at the end of the day, our Mishnah is talking about chulin. Remember four rayas the Mishnah is talking about chulin? Chulin that is tameh is not possible. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat chulin that's tameh. Right? So if you're allowed to eat chulin that's tameh, where's the negeya that the chulin is tameh? It's only negeya transmitting tumah. It's the only place it's negeya, Zok Rashi. Right? It's not negeya anything else. And if we say hochsher, that means it has the ability to transmit. That means Reb Shimon's Maisa Shechit of our Mishnah has the ability to convey Tumah. What's the Kasha Amai? Volav Oichel HaBobimayim Hu. This is not Oichel HaBobimayim. In other words, Reb Shimon's Shechit is very similar to Chibas HaKodesh, like we mentioned earlier. Because it's a mechudishtig way of being Mokshel HaKabal Tumah without actually coming in contact with Mayim. And what do you see? You see it's machshirit even to be able to convey. How do you know that? Because that's the only thing that's negay in the Mishnah. Because if it doesn't have the ability to convey, then what's in negay that it's Tumah? That I can't eat it? I'm allowed to eat it. It's chulin. Elamai, I can't be matama with it. But you tell me it doesn't have the ability. I mean, if I eat it, I'm not going to become tummy because it can't convey. If something touches it, it won't become tummy. If that's the case, then it's not negay anything. So why are we even having this conversation? Narvos, the teretz is, it has the ability to convey. Aye, it's not oichel ha-babim mayim. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, Abaya asu kehechsha mayim midirabonon. Maybe when Reb Shimon says hechsha in the Mishnah, it means midirabonon. Meaning, it could be that's poshut, that midirabonon, for sure would be mimne bei Rishon v'sheni. So what was Rish Lakish's shayla? Rish Lakish's shayla was midai raisa. Rish Lakish wants to know whether midai raisa has ability to convey tumah. But midirabonon, he knows for sure it could convey. And therefore, the Mishnah is not a raya, because the Mishnah might be talking about midirabonon. I mean, it's true, you have a raya from the Mishnah that even a mukhshar lekabel tumah that's not derech mayim has the ability to convey tumah, but maybe only midrabbanan, maybe not midiraisa. Amar Rab Zeir asked another question. Toshma, this is from a Mishnah that's mentioned in Masechet Shabbos, one of the Yudches Dvarim. If somebody was harvesting his grapes and he put it in his vats, this is one of the phases of the wine producing process. Shammai says that the liquids that come out, huchsher, a machsher, the anovim to be makabel tumah. Hill says, loy huchsher, it's not machsher. What's the shayla over there? The shayla is because we know the only time mashkin is machshel lekabel tumah is if it's nichalei. If the bailam is happy with the fact that his food is becoming wet. Now in that case, the metzias was with the mashkin that's oozing out is actually not mashkin that the owner wants should ooze out. He'd rather contain the mashkin. It's in like a wicker basket. He's going to lose it. It's hoylech leibud. So he's not happy about it. And that's why there's a shayla whether it's machshel or it's not machshel. So Shammai says it was machshel. Hill said loy huchshel. V'shosik lehill v'shammai. This is one of the Yud Ches Dvarim where Hill came around to Shammai and Hill said, Shammai, I agree with you. But the bottom line is, again, we have another example of chulin that's being huchshel lekabel tumah, even though really it shouldn't be huchshel lekabel tumah. Now you're going to tell me what do you mean? It became wet. Yeah, but it was loy nichalei. And being that it was loy nichalei, it's only because of some yudches dvarim dig gzeira that we're being machshel lekabel tumah. So what's the kasha, Mai? Why is it tumah? And again, tumah in the way that it should be able to convey tumah. It's not eichel ababemayim. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abayas, Abayas turned to Rab Zeira. He told him, Asu kach shemayim midrabanon. Again, it's also not a riot. Rish Lakish knows midrabanon, you could be mimne bei rishon v'sheni. His chshayla is whether midday raisa you're going to be able to do it. So again, Rish Lakish had a shayla whether the tzarech al menachis, the dry part of the mincha, which is mukshel lekabel tumah because of chibas hakodesh, could it also make a rishon v'sheni or not? Rabbi Yosef asked the kashets, our Mishnah, Rav Shimon in our Mishnah. Rav Shimon in our Mishnah talk about Chibas HaKodesh. I know, but what's the crux of Rish Lakish Shaila? Where it's not Mukhshir in the Mayim de Ge'oifin, does it have the ability to be Mimni Bei Rish HaVesheini? Rav Shimon Shchit in our Mishnah was also not Mukhshir Yidei Mayim. And you see, you can make Rish HaVesheini. Rav Zeira asked another kasha. Rav Zeira said, Apoitzel Agas. Over there, even though it became wet, but it was like Nichalei, so it wasn't really Mukhshir in the regular Mukhshir de Ge'oifin. And Afilu Hachi Yavashitas. Mefurish halacha shita shamai hill was made to shamai that you could be mimnele rishon v'sheni. So what's Rish Lakish shaila? And Abaye answered both questions. He answered Rabbi Yosef shaila. He answered Rabbi Zeira shaila. In fact, he mamish flicked it. He said, "No shaychus. That's midrabbanon. Rish Lakish is claiming midei raisa. Rish Lakish knows midrabbanon. There's a rishon v'sheni. He wants to know midei raisa. So." What we're about to see now doesn't happen very often in Shas. Right, throughout Shas, Rabbi Yosef says something and Abaye comes very sharp. Here, Rabbi Yosef is going to stick up for himself a little bit. Omalei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef turns to Abaye. He says, Amina lecha no huchsheru b'shchita. I said huchsheru b'shchita. V'at amrit li osu keach shemai. I had a good sushtel to Reish Lakish Shai l'chibas HaKodesh. Reb Shimon shchita. And you told me osu keach shemai midrabon. V'amalech Reb Zeira. And Reb Zeira also had a good kasha from Aboy Tzalagas. V'amrit li osu Kehech Shemayim, and you told him it's only Midrabanan. So he said the Reb Shimon ben Lakish Nami Asu Kehech Shemayim. Right? According to Reb Shimon ben Lakish, also it should be Midrabanan. So according to Reb Lakish, what's his Shaila? Reb Lakish's Shaila is whether it's Rishon V'Sheini. You're telling Midrabanan for sure there's Rishon V'Sheini. So then what's he clearing? For sure Midrabanan, there's a Rishon V'Sheini. So Abaye told Rabbi Yosef what we know he's going to tell him. Amalei, so you told me you don't understand what I was saying. Atu Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Litlis Kami Bayele. Rav Shimon ben Lakish wasn't clarifying whether it's Mukhsha Midrabanon. What he's clarifying whether the halach is going to be Toilin or not. Right, if something becomes Tomei Midrabanon, Truma, so you can't eat it, you can't burn it, right? Kachim, you can't eat it, you can't burn it. His Shiloh wasn't Litlis. Kikami Bayele, Lisroif. His Shiloh was burning it. He wanted to know whether Midai Raisa, and that was my Dichoy. You didn't understand me. But I know that Midrabanan, that would be a Tzushtel. My whole point was Reish Lakish is clearing Midai Raisa. Right, again, we went through the Gemara a little too thoroughly that it's almost hard to understand what Rabbi Yosef's comeback was. But again, Abaye was telling him that's Midrabanan. It's Rabbanan. Okay, so what Shaykh is? What's Rish Lakish's Shaila? Teretz is what Abaye told Rabbi Yosef. Rish Lakish's Shaila was Midai Raisa. There's one postscript to this Gemara. Says the Gemara, Michlal, one thing you see from this whole aforementioned discussion, and that is the Chibas HaKodesh Dei Raisa, that the concept of Chibas HaKodesh is a Din Dei Raisa, right? The whole institution of Chibas HaKodesh is a Dei Raisa De Gedin. Says the Gemara Minolan. What's the Makar in the Torah to the idea of Chibas HaKodesh? Gemara says, maybe you know from the following passage. He says, Basar that comes in contact with Tomei Basar Kachim, so you have all the lachas of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. Hey, Basar, discussion of mine. How did that Basar become Tomei? He let me discuss of the Dam. Did it become Tomei through the Dam? For Amir Abchir, Abchir's Barabo, Amir Ab Yoichim, and I let Dam Kachim Shane Machsha. How do you know Dam Kachim doesn't have the ability to be Machsha Shane? Because the Basar says, Lo Isnoichlenu, Alar Tishbechenu Kamayim. And we learn from there, Dam Anishba Kamayim Machsha. Only Dam that you can pour out like water, Dam that doesn't go on the Mizbech, has the ability to be Machsha. But Dam that goes on the Mizbeach, Dam Kachim is not Machsher. So we know Dam Kachim is not Machsher. So that Basar Kachim that became Tomei, for sure didn't become Tomei because it was Mukhshel and Kabal Tumay Yedei the Dam, because Dam Kachim can't be Machsher. El Diskashev and Machsher Beis Mitbechayim. Maybe became Tomei through some of the other Mashkins in the kitchen. Rashi says, like when they washed the meat, they washed it with water. Maybe that's how it happened. But from Rabbi Yisrael B'chanin, Rabbi Yisrael B'chanin said, Mashkin Beis Mitbechayim, the Mashkin in the kitchen of the Beis HaMikdosh, loy dain shein dochin. Not only does it itself not have the ability to become tummy, elosh im machshirin, it can't be machshir l'kabel tummy either. V'chitem, you'll tell me, tirgum adam, maybe when Rabbi Yosef B'chanina said mashkin beis mitbechaya, can't be machshir, he meant the blood. I mean, he means because of the halacha of al aretz shvachenu kamayim v'hamashki loshin rabim kamar. He meant all the mashkin elolav. So must be, says the Gemara, this kasha b'chibas hakodesh. So you want to know how you know chibas hakodesh machshartoi? Because how else is it mukshel lekabel tumah? It's not the dam. It's not any of the other mashkins. So how's it going to become tumah? But the Gemara says it's not a rag. Because if v'dumak Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, I'll tell you, it's like Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. To Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, going shahis loy parish al zivchei shalom. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul was talking about something else, but he discussed a case where there was a parah that was a shlamim ve'vir benachal, and when it was being water to the Beis HaMikdash, so it was brought through a nachal, and the halachah got wet. Shachta, in the event that the kohen shechted it, v'adayim mashke tefeir chaleo, and the basar is wet, so the halachah is it becomes mukshel lekabel tumah. So there is a way for it to be mukshel lekabel tumah, where the mashkin came from outside the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't that then going to be mashke beis mitbechaya once you brought it in? Right, you can't be chulin lazar. No, it's talking about where the animal was wet. The animal was wet. That mashkin is not mashke beis mitbechaya. That mashke has the ability. So from the fact that you see basar kachem tummy that is not a raya in and of itself, the chibas hakodesh machshati. Ella says the gemara misefa. V'habasar, it says v'habasar twice in the pasuk of basar kachem becoming tummy, and we learn from there the rabbis eitzim v'levoina, that eitzim and levoina can be mukshel lekabel tumah. Says the gemara, eitzim v'levoina bnei achila ninu, are eitzim v'levoina bnei achila? Right, forget about it being mukshel lekabel tumah. It's not even oichel. There's no starting point even for it to be mukshel lekabel tumah. Ella, what do you have to say? Chibas hakodesh. Koidesh machshir lehu umashvul oichel. It's chibas hakoidesh that makes it into an oichel. Hacha nami chibas hakoidesh machsharto. It could take oichel and make it mukshel lekabotum. In fact, the Gemara says that not only could chibas hakoidesh be machshir something lekabotum, it could even make something that's not an oichel and convert it into an oichel. But the point is, there's an idea of chibas hakoidesh machsharto. It's a din dairaisa, and you want to know what the makar is to this din dairaisa from the fact that the habasal rabbis eitzim v'levoina. Oh, must be chibas because he's even more. You see, it can even make something that's not an oichel into an oichel, kavuchaymer, an oichel that's not mukhshar, can be mukhshar. So you're right. From Reb Shlokish's Ibaya, the way Abaya explained it, you see for sure he understood Chibas HaKadosh that didn't derise. Nochamo. Reb Shlokish's Ibaya was what? Reb Shlokish's Ibaya was whether something that became Tomei through Chibas HaKadosh, is it only Pasul or is there even Rishon Mishnei? There's Mefurish Mishnayis that even if it's not mukhshar, they mayim. Reb Shimon Shchita Habaitzel Lagas. This Rishon Mishnei. So why should Chibas Hakodesh be different? The only reason Chibas Hakodesh is different is not Mukshal Yedei Mayim. But I have examples of things that are not Mukshal Yedei Mayim, and they have this halacha. Elamai the Teretz Abayis was Reb Shlokish wanted to know Midai Raisa. Mechlal that Midai Raisa is Din Chibas Hakodesh. I thought maybe it's only Din the Rabbanon. Yeah, it's Din Day Raisa. What's the Makar? Abasal Rabbis Eitzim V'Levoina. Eitzim V'Levoina Napnei Achila. Elamai Chibas Hakodesh. This is where you see the concept of Chibas HaKadosh Mashakti. In fact, this Gemara was very wordy. My, the Gemara just fears eyes and even spells out. Now that we established that Rish Lakish holds Chibas HaKadosh is a din day raisa, says the Gemara, Rish Lakish's Chakir was like this. Do we say, Kima Handi Chibas HaKadosh of Sula de Gufe? Aval Amimne Bei Rishon Vesheni Loi. Do we say Chibas HaKadosh only works to make it possible, but for Rishon Vesheni not? Oidilma Loi Shna, or maybe there's no difference. And the Gemara says, Teiku. Right, the marker said Toilin. The Gemara says, Teiku. Tishbi yitarets kushyas v'ibayas. What exactly the pshitos to this shayla is something we're going to have to wait for. Yo, a tishbi. Either way, this concludes not one, not two, not three, but four dafin that relate to tuma v'tahaira. So I think it's kedai to speak out a little bit of raid. It's been a few days. And go back to raid that we spoke about at the beginning of the week. That is raid that relates not to Tumah V'Tahira, but raid that relates to Maseches Chulin. The truth is, tomorrow's daf, we're going to return to our regular program. We're going to have, again, a lot of Hilchos Shechita here at the end of Perek HaShoche, and that's going to segue us into Eilu Treifas. So again, we're doing a deep dive right back into the basic halachas of Shechita. So I don't know if this raid is more related to 4 days ago's daf, or maybe more related to what's coming in the future dafin, but regardless. In the beginning of the week, we discussed the Gemara Zibaya and Daf Lamed Amid Beis, which is also the Gemara Zibaya and Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, which is what would be if you have a Shoichet who shechted a miut of the Simonim in a way where it would be a Pasul Shechita. On Daf Lamed Amid Beis, the Gemara declared Hechlid B'miut Simonim. On Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara declared Shoha B'miut Simonim. Would that knock out the Shechita? Would that knock out the Shechita? And the Gemara said, take. We mentioned this machlik is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam had to learn Pashup Shan in the Gemara. Rashi says, the Gemara Shaila is, with the Shechit Shechter ready, Roiv of the Simin, Bekashros, and then the Miut Pasra, that he didn't even have to Shecht, he went ahead and he did Bechalod on Daflam and Amad Beis, or Beshni on Daflam and Beis Amad Alf. And the Gemara Shaila is, do you say that being that you got Roiv of it right already, so at that point, I don't care that you messed up the Miut Pasra, or no? At the end of the day, I messed up a part of the Shechita, and as a result, this is going to be a problem. Rabbeinu Tam said there's no way that's the Shaila. Because once you get Roiv of it right, at that point, for sure it's kosher. So how could you disqualify an animal once the animal was already gestempled that it's kosher? If it gets the glatt kosher symbol on it, at that point, you can't make a treif anymore. So says Rabbeinu Tam, that couldn't have been the Shaila. So what was the Shaila? The Shaila was not Hechlet b'miyat simonim Basra, but Hechel b'miut simonim kama. Not Shah b'miut simonim Basra, rather Shah b'miut simonim kama. We also mentioned that there's a big shayla. Poshib Shah, what is Takashitas Rashi? Rabbeinu Tam is asking a very good kasha. And we said the Rashba and the Yamshel Shloimeh, and really Roiv Rishonim understood Rashi, that Rashi's tzad, that Hechel b'miut Basra, Shah b'miut Basra should be a problem, was only Midrabban. Abad Midrei Raisa, Rabbeinu Tam is gerecht. But I feel achi, there's makom to say that will be geyser hechlet the shav b'miut basra atu hechlet the shav b'miut kam. But midday raisa, biblically speaking, that's pashat enochinami. Rashi never thought that there was a havamin in the Gemara that should be an issue. Stating that the Tfusha brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says no. Rashi learned the Gemara even midday raisa. That is a tzad that even though you shechted right with the simon, which means that Midday Raisa was okay, but if you decide to go weiter and do the Miut Basra and you mess up the Miut Basra, you're a Kola Moisef Geirei, and even Midday Raisa is not going to be a Kosher Shechita. But the Shaila is what's the Avon? So we mentioned the Beis Halevi and Chelik Beis Simen Tes, who said a Dover Nifla. The Beis Halevi said that we know when it comes to Shechita, you don't have to Shech the whole Simen. Rubay Shalechot Kamayo. Yesh Lachkar. What is the halacha of Rubay Shalechot Kamayo? What's the halacha of Rubay Kekulay? Is the Taich that the Shear of how much of the simen you have to shecht is roiv, and anything beyond roiv is not even included in the simen? Or is the taich that the shear of how much shechita you have to do is the entire simen? You just don't need to shecht the whole simen for the entire simen to be shachat. Because rubay kekuloi, rubay shalechet kemayu, and al yedei shechitas roiv ha-simen, I have a shechita in the whole simen. In other words, the Beis Halevi's Chakira is the Shechita tuing zich up in the Miut Basra, or is the Miut Basra not even part of the Shechita? It might as well be the foot as it relates to the Shechita. If the shear of the Shechita is Roiv, and you don't need more than Roiv, so that last Miut is not Bechlau part of the Shechita. If the shear of the Shechita is Kuloi, just Rubai is Kekuloi, when I Shecht Roiv, it's as if I did the whole thing. That means when I Shechted Roiv, I'm really Shechting everything. I just didn't need to physically Shecht everything in order for it to be considered an halach, as if I treated, shechted everything. So to Beis Halevi, it's poshut to me that Rashi understood that the way Rubei Shalachot Kamayu and the way Rubei Kekulei works is that really I need to shecht the entire simen. The halach of Shechita says you have to shecht the entire simen. No, Rubei Shalachot Kamayu teaches me that if I shecht Roiv, it's as if I shechted the entire simen. But here's the point. It's true if I shecht Roiv, it's as if I shechted the entire simen. But what if I decided to go ahead and shecht the Miut Basra? Well, then the Shechita is happening, not all you day the Roiv, the Shechita is happening, all you day my Maisa Shechita. And if I go ahead and I mess up that Chelik of the Shechita is going to be possible. Meaning the Miut Basra is not any less a part of the Shechita than the first parts of the Shechita. Nevertheless, I don't physically have to do it in order for it to be Shachat. But if I do physically do it, then the Shechita didn't happen al yidei the Roiv, it happened al yidei my Maisa Shechita. And if my Maisa Shechita messed it up, mali if it was the last meat, if it was the first meat. The reason there would be a chilek between the last meat and the first meat would be because I didn't have to do the last meat. The last meat's not part of the Shechita. Zok the Beis Halevi, if the last meat is the Zelba Miyuchis, the Zelba Mechutin in this Shechita as the first meat is, well then I have to get that part right just like I have to get this part right. Now if I work with Roiv, so I did Roiv of it Bekashrus, then we consider it as if I did the last part in the same way, also Bekashrus, I got everything I needed to get. But once I decide to go ahead and do the Shechita and I mess it up, turns out a part of the Shechita was messed up, part of the Shechita is messed up, that in and of itself is going to be an issue. That's the Ikar Mahalach of the Beis Halevi as it relates to understanding Shitas Rashi. I saw in the Shailos Teshuvas Avnei Nezer, this is in Yerideya Simen Yud, he asks a bomb kasha, a kasha from the world of Kachin. The Mishnah in Mesechtes Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, we saw this Mishnah together in some of the previous dafin over here, Mesechtes Chulin, discusses the avodah that was done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And we know that all the avodah that was done on Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So Mishnah says that when the Kohen Gadol would do the shechit of the Tamid Shal Shachar, so he had to act fast. So what he'd do is he would shecht Roiv of the Simanim, and then he would allow someone to finish the shechita. Uba'achar u'markai. What does Miruk mean in Shechita? It means he would finish the last part of the Shechita. He would do the proverbial Miat Basra. And he would quickly run ahead and do the Kabbalah. Now, ordinarily, the Shechit, if you wanted to shech the entire animal, Mitzvah L'marek, we know when it comes to Shechita, Skotche, he would shech the whole thing by himself. But over here, he couldn't shech the whole thing by himself. He didn't have that liberty. Because he needed to be the one that was going to do the Kabbalah. Because all the avodas had to be done by him. So he would shech Roiv the Simen, and he would quickly do the Kabbalah. Who would do the last miut? It would be done by somebody that wasn't a Kohen Gadol. Says the Avnei Nezer, Loit Rashi, in Chulin, Daf Lamed Amid Beis, and Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, that the Gemara has an Ibayat, Loi Ifshito Metateku, and we go to Chumro, Tishbi, Taritz, Kushas, V'Ibayas. That when it comes to the Miat Basra, as much as you don't have to do it, but if you do it, you better get it right. Why is it okay for someone that's not the Kohen Gadol to go and do the Miruk, to do the Miat Basra of the Shechita on Yom Kippur? A fifthful the Kohen Gadol has to do all the Avodas, and that's why he's doing the Shechita up until the Roiv, and that's why he's doing the Kabbalah, the Loch, and the Zrika. He should also have to do the Miruk. What are you going to tell me? Because you don't have to, but once you do it, it's a problem. So if no one's going to do it, Memela, but how could you allow a Zar to go ahead and do it? L'chayra, once the non-Kohen Gadol is going to go ahead and he's going to do it, at that point, it turns out that the Miat Basra was done not by a Kohen Gadol. And if the Miat Basra was done not by a Kohen Gadol, why is that different than Hechlu de Miat Basra? Why is that different than Shav de Miat Basra? Where you find that even though you don't have to do it, but based on the Beis Halevi's Lamdis, once you do it, you better get it right. Well, if a non-Kohen Gadol went and he did the Miruk on the Shechit of Yom Kippur, why is that not an issue? A bomb kasha, a kushi atzuma from Avnei Nezer. Demis is, there's another kasha in the world of Kachin. This kasha I saw in the Chazon Yecheskel, in a spirish on the Tosefta, right in the beginning of Masechtes Zvachim, also known as Masechtes Karbanis, right? The Tosefta on Zvachim is called Masechtes Karbanis. It's Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, Shachtei L'Shmai. If somebody goes and he shecht Kachim L'Shmai, Umarkoi Shalei L'Shmai, and then he did the Miruk Shalei L'Shmai kasha, it's going to be kosher. Shekvar huchsha b'shchita. Because once you got Roiv of it right, so who cares that you did the miut shaloi l'shma? At that point, kvar huchsha l'shchita. Freitach hazoin yichas, ha'ezer shimon shitas Rashi. In chulun daflamid beis. What's going on over here? What do you mean shekvar huchsha? Yeah, but hechlu b'miyah basra is a problem. Shav b'miyah basra is a problem. It's a teiku. So why is it so posh that if a kohen would go and he would do the end of the shechita with a machshava shaloi l'shma, that the halach is it would be kosher because you got roiv of it right? It's true. If you got roiv of it right, it's fine. But the minute you, that's a good pun. The minute you do the mit basra, at that point, you better get that mit right. Because if you get that mit wrong, well, then the Beis Halevi is lomdus, it's chal shchit on that mit, and now you have a chelik of the shchita, that's already a problem. So l'chayr, at first glance, we have two gewaldige kashas on Shitas Rashi. Hechle b'mi'at basra, shab b'mi'at basra is a problem. That's a teiko. Yet in the world of Kachim, if a non-Kohen Gadol would shech the mi'at basra in Yom Kippur, it doesn't sound like that's an issue. That's not a stira to Aharon v'chuka, the law that states that the avodah Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. And if you do the mi'at basra with a machshava shloi l'shma, it doesn't sound like that would be a problem. L'chur, at first glance, what's the chilek? Now it feels like the chilek is Shchitas chulin l'chud and shchitas kachim l'chud, right? That's certainly what it feels like. Shchitas chulin l'chud and shchitas kachim l'chud. That means is I had the schos a few days ago to meet Hagoyin Hagadol Reb Yitzchak Soloveitchik Shlita, my friend Yitzchak Perlstein. He was staying in his house and gave me the opportunity to sit down and to talk to him and a little bit of learning as well. So I asked him this kasha. And he told me it's pashit. He said it's pashit. Because when you shech the mi'at basra, it's considered a ma'isa shechita. So that's why if you hechle the mi'at basra, you shob the mi'at basra, it's going to be a problem. Obesinit can avoid. And avoid it's not. And that's why in the world of kachim, where we're reckoning not mitzad hilchas shechita, mitzad hilchas avoida, could a machshav apostle, does it have to be done al yedei the kohen gadol? In avoid it's not. So I said, one second, Shechita's Bechlal Avavoideh, right? So you always have to understand. The Rimei Leinish said that Shechita's Chumah and Shechita's Kachem is really one and the same. And that's why Shechita's Ksheir Bazar. So he said right away that Shechita Lavavoideh, he just means Mitzad the Gavra, not Mitzad the Heftza, not Mitzad the Kachem. And that was pretty much the conversation. He told me to take a look at the Ramban and Chulin Daf Gimel. And he said, take a look at the Ramban and Parshas Vayikra, Perak Alpha Loch above. The whole conversation took less than 60 seconds. But the bottom line is, I have to tell him one thing. But the Rashi, the basically. Boom. The bottom of this was his mahalach. There has to be some chilek over here between shchitas chulin and between the shem avoda, which is going to be more negeya, the kachim de galachas. I also had the schos to discuss this with one of the brisker shivas this week and over the phone. And he told me that it was negeya the kasha yuma. He said, das altmich nish bechlal. He said, that Bechlal doesn't bother him. He said, that Kasha feint nicht on Bechlal. He said, why? He said, because what's the halacha that says that the Avodah on Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol? He said, it's just the halacha that the Avodah has to be Nisyaches to the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodahs. He said, it's poshut if the Kohen Gadol does Rav of the Shechita, and then somebody's going to go ahead and he's going to do the Mi'at Pasra, it's not considered that the Kohen Gadol didn't do the Shechita. Meaning, there's no din that says that if a non-Kohen Gadol does Avodah on Yom Kippur, the Avoida becomes apostles. It's not psul zarus. Right? There's no halacha that says that if a non-Kohen Gadol does Avoida apostles, it says that Aharon v'chuka, that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avoida. As long as the Kohen Gadol did the rive of it, it's considered that the Kohen Gadol did it. Someone else did the last meal, who cares? That doesn't bother me. The fact that a non-Kohen Gadol did the meal basra, that doesn't stare the fact. That the rive of it was done by the Kohen Gadol, so that it's still considered that the Kohen Gadol did the Shechita. And as long as we can see it as if the Kohen Gadol did the Shechita, that in and of itself is going to be enough. And it doesn't bother me that Azor also did it. Meaning, let's say Kohen Gadol could do it and a non-Kohen Gadol could do it. It would be maybe fine. Again, you have to know how to divide the Shutfas. But being that rive of it was done by the Kohen Gadol, the Avodas Nisneach, he said, those Altbech nicht bechlar. He said, the andere Shaila darf man trachten. And he told me a very, very long Mishnah Mahalach. But I just want to suggest maybe one thing, and maybe it's Pashat. At least, again, this is clearly for conversational purposes only. And that is that why is it that if somebody has a Machshava HaPriseles as it relates to Kachim, let's talk about the second Kasha, the Chazon Yecheskel's Kasha. Chazon Yecheskel said that it's a mefurish at Tosefta that if someone has a machshava shaloi l'shma by the mi'ut basra, the halacha is it's not going to disqualify the carbon. Why is it different than hechel b'mi'ut basra, v'shav b'mi'ut basra, which is a teiku, which according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, as quoted by the Tfuah Shar, with the lumdus of the Beis Halevi, it's true even on a deraisa at the level. I didn't have to do the mi'ut, but if I messed it up, it's a problem. So I didn't have to do the shechita, at the very, very end. But if I had a machshava shaloi lishma, let it disqualify. Let it pass. So why is it that if you do a shechita shaloi lishma, the halacha is it's a problem? I just asked the question a little bit better. Shechita lavavoydehi, right? So if shechita lavavoydehi, right, this is... To quote my son Shlomo Zalman, it's the first question everybody asks when they start learning Kachem. Shkita lavavaydehi. So why is it that if you have a machshava, you know, hapaiselis b'shas shkita, it's going to be a problem? The Rimeir Liner said shkita's Kachem is shkita's chulin. Okay, shkita's chulin. No one have a. So why should a machshava be a problem when you're doing shkita's Kachem? He also said that after sitting and learning Kachem for 2 years, you still don't have a clue nutzlich exactly how to answer that question. But the bottom line is, I think he's right. But the bottom line is that what's taka the nusach? What's pashup shah? But the pashup the nusach, if you melant in the briske yeshivas, is it's based on the fact that anything that you need to do, anything that's ma'akiv, the kashrus of the carbon, if you have a machshava, the machshava is going to passel. The more lamdish a nusach is that machshava is passel karbonis. But you have to figure out a way to get the machshava into the carbon, right? How do you... how you mechaber your machshava to the carbon. So if you're doing something that's ma'akiv the kashrus of the carbon and you have a machshava at that time, that somehow brings the machshava into the carbon and knocks out the carbon. But here's the point. The kaveya of what creates machshava paiselas and kachim is anything that's ma'akiv in the kashrus of a carbon. And really the makar to this is a mefurish gemara. It's a Gemara in Tzvachim, Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara with this grad, they're talking about Machshavas Pigel, but, you know, most instances, it's the same. And the Brice over there says, Yochel Shani Marbav Shvicha Shirayim HaKtara Seymurim. You would think that if somebody does Shvicha Shirayim, and he does HaKtara Seymurim with a Machshavas Pigel, which apostle the carbon, Talmud Lo Imar, Bayoim HaShlishi Lo Yirotze HaMakri Voisi Lo Yichoshet. Zrika Bechlal Hoysa, Zrika was Bechlal all the Avoidas. Fala Meyotzeso Bim Yuchat in the world of Pigel, Lahakish Nele Loim Lech. Mazrika miyuchedah she avoido umakeves kapara avkol avoido umakeves kapara yatsu shvicha shirayim vaktoras emurin she'em ma'akvin esak kapara. And this gemara is the makar that you see from me that anything that's ma'akiv kapara, if you have a machshava, be a pigol like what the Brice is talking about, or be a shaloi lishma, that loch is that machshava is going to have the ability to go ahead and to pass all the carbon. So maybe you could say azachilik, it's poshet that if somebody shechts roiv of the simen and then he fears ois and he does the Miyat Basra, the halacha is that that Miyat Basra is considered Shechita. And that's why Shitas Rashi is, Hechla b'Miyat Basra, V'sha b'Miyat Basra, is a problem. Ad kedei kach it's a teiku in the Gemara. On a Dairaisa at the level. Because like the Beis Halevi was Mazbe the Lamdis. When you do the Miyat Basra, you're doing Shechita. Because Shechita is not only Chal in Roiv of the Simen, it's Chal in the entire Simen. It's just that you didn't have to shecht the last Miyot in order for it to work. But once you shecht it, it's Chal Shechita, Afilu, in the Miyot Basra. Right? That's a Dava Pashit. That's the way it works. And it's for that reason, in the event that you show a Miyot Basra, Hechel Miyot Basra, it's going to be a problem. And if it's considered a Shechita, right? I think it's Pashit. I mean, it's not Pashit, but there's makim to say that it should be considered an avoid as well. Because avifel, it's considered a shechita, what you did in the Miyat Basra. It should also be considered an avoid, what it is that you did in the Miyat Basra. Stating that, let me ask you a question. When you get up to the Miyat Basra right now, do you have to shecht it? Do you have to do the Miyat? No, you don't have to do it. You can stop right there. If I do it, it's a shechita. If I do it, it's an avoida. But lemaisa, did I have to do it? No, I didn't have to do it. If I didn't have to do it, you can't have a machshava apiselis, because that's the rule. The rule is avoida shema keves kapara is the halacha is a machshava is apiselis. But avoida that's not makeves kapara, not yatsu shvicha shirayim vaktaras emurim and zokta toisafta yatsu miruk yatsu das shloma of the shechita, which is also something I don't have to do. When you're learning chulin daflamin and chulin daflamin base, the question is the shechita of the Miyat Basra shechita? Yes. And it could be it's even avoida. The Mishnah, the Avnei Nezer's kasha, those altlich nish bechlal. Abel Amaisa, that already is that. But the question is, if that's the case, if it's a shechita and if it's an avoida, so why if I did the miracle with a machshava shaloi lishma, is I not going to pass all the carbon? The teretz is because I didn't have to do that. And being that I didn't have to do that, so it's for that reason, It's a dove, that's not makif kapara. It's not makif kapara. It's like God from Shvicha Shirayim and Akhtar Seymour. No one's going to tell you that's not choshev. It's choshev ad lamoid. But there's a tenai. It has to be makif. When I get up to this point, I don't have to do the next move. If I want to drop my guns, I could drop it. Take the sword, put it on the floor. Let's make peace. I have every right to do that. I have every right to do that. It means it's not ma'akiv anything. If it's not ma'akiv, out in the Gemara, it's machin daf yugimel, it's going to be okay. And I think I have a raya brewer to this. The beginning of Perek Beis Shammai, the fourth Perek of Mesechta Zvachim. So the machlekes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether the four zrikas of the chattas that was brought in the Mizbech Achitzim were ma'akiv or not ma'akiv. Zok the Mishnah, Beis Shammai holds they're ma'akiv, Beis Hillel is not ma'akiv. Loit Beis Shammai, if somebody would have a machshava ha-piselis, the Mishnah says pickle, but the Rambam says true for Shloi Lashma as well. If somebody would have a machshava ha-piselis during any one of those zrikas, it would be a problem. Oh, but loit Beis Hillel, once I do the first zrika, at that point, if I would have a machshava ha-piselis by one of the later zrikas, it would not disqualify the carbon. Why? Shekvar kiper. Because once I did the first zrika, right? I don't care what I did afterwards. Because I don't have the ability to passel after I already made kosher. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there anyone in the world who's going to tell you that the latter zrikas of the mizbech, of the chattas chitzoyna, are not considered zrikas? Of course there's zrikas. And there's a mitzvah, midairaisa, that you have to go ahead and you have to do it. There's no shayl in the world that these are regular zrikas. But afilu hachitz mavur, you can't have a machsheves pigle. Why can't you have a machsheves pigle? The terrace is because it's not makif kapara. Because it's not makif kapara. So you see already that we could spout the zrika. And we could say that even though it's all zrika, but it's only the zrika that I need to do where I have the ability to be mefagel. I have the ability to have a machshav shloi lishma. But the chelik that I don't have to do doesn't have that ability. Yeish loima with the shchita is the same way. The shchita that I have to do, the roif, there I can have a machshav shloi lishma. Avada the mir is a shchita. The later zrikas are also zrikas. Now it's a little different because zrika, once I do the zrika I have to do, I'm done. I already got my full kapara. You know, by shchita I still have to do the Kabbalah Ilach Hazrika. But again, that doesn't bother me. The bottom line is, you see, from Chulin it doesn't bother you. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that Avada, when I go ahead and I shech the Miyat Basra, when I shech the Miyat Basra, it's considered a Shechita. And Loilam Liyesh Loimar, it's considered an Avada as well. Why then is it, if you have a Machshava Shalei Lashma by the Miyat Basra, it's not going to be an issue? It's because over there, the criteria, in order for this to be considered an avoida, for the machshava to disqualify, is it has to be an avoida hamakeves kapara. And being that I don't have to go ahead and do it, it turns out it's not makeves kapara. It's true if I do it, it's the same shchita like the first part of the shchita, which was makev. But right now we pause. We freeze the screen and we say, do I have to do this move? Shchita, yeah. Kabbalah, yeah. Halacha, yeah. Zrika, yeah. But do I have to fear ois? Shchita, I don't have to fear ois. So if I don't have to fear ois, let it be an avoida. Shvicha Shirayim is also an avoida. You know, when you learn Kachim, you take for granted that Shvicha Shirayim and Akhtar Seymurim, right, that's Azoy Atziga Kimena, right? Like, well, why is that? Right? Zishkan Mam is a kind almost. Shvicha Shirayim, I don't care about Shvicha, what do you mean? It's an avoida. Shvicha Shirayim is a big deal. According to Reb Nechemyesh, someone does Shvicha Shirayim Bachutz, he's Chayif Chorus. Akhtar Seymurim, right? Try being a Zor and doing Akhtar Seymurim. Don't, right? It's not going to end well. So these are not things you're allowed to do. These are very nervous. Not ma'akiv in the kapara. That's the whole chilik. It's an avoid. It's just not ma'akiv. Shchit is ma'akiv. In fact, Shchit is less avoid than Shvicha Shirayim and Akhtar Seymurim. The chilik is this is ma'akiv, that's not ma'akiv. But it could be the chilik of the Shchit that's not ma'akiv. So Zayn, it's avoid. Whatever Shchit avoid he means. So Zayn, it's avoid. Because Shchit is really love avoid. And so Zayn, it's a Shchit in the Sugiz of Masech Tzchun, the Flamen and the Flamen base. But what is negeya? What's negeya? Having machshava shloi lishma, you need it to be ma'akiv. L'maisa, I don't have to do that miyat basra. And if I don't have to do that miyat basra, that would make it not be ma'akiv. Bottom line is, I think this is a fascinating concept. And that is that when you learn chulin, the miyat basra is this big deal. Hechla de miyat basra, shab miyat basra. One of the most lamdisha sugis in the first part of Masechta Chulin is Rashi Shita with the Beis Halevi. There's other Mahalchim in Rashi. By the way, we may come back to this. A lot more to talk about as it relates to Shita's Rashi and the Miyat Basra. There's a lot there, but it's interesting that when you learn Chulin, the Miyat Basra is this whole Mechitin. Oh, who are you? Miyat Basra. Nice to meet you. When you learn Kachim, the Miyat Basra gets its own name. It's called Miruk. And the Miruk is Miruk. You want to be a non-Kan Gadol, do Miruk on Yom Kippur, do it. You did Miruk Shalai Lashma. The whole Kachim is Shalai Lashma. Miruk Shalai Lashma doesn't bother me. It's clear that there's some distinction going on over here. The Chilik is Shechita and Kachim. The Mishnah in Yuma does Alchmich Nish Bechlal. But Kubi, this is the Chilak. Kubi, the Chilak is that when it comes to Kachin, what we care about is it ma'akiv or is it not ma'akiv? Because really, that's the only thing I'm zoning in on. Because Shechita Betzim is lava vaydi anyways. What I'm focusing on is a ma'akiv or not. The Miyat Basra is not ma'akiv. If I do it, Shechita Vaydi, the whole nine yards. But Lemaisa, I don't have to do it. And it could be being that I don't have to do it. That makes it not ma'akiv. So that even if I do it and I do it the wrong way, it could be, it won't be an ish.